When they walk up to the lakefront, they see a neon flag across the lake and two canoes pulled up on the shore, ready and waiting for them. The five of them started to make their way across the lake in a canoe to the flag.
I can't believe we're in the water after we just heard about Jonathan the ghost.
I'm telling you, there is no ghost. That was a murderer who had escaped from a murderer's hospital.
I can't believe Bridget is dead. She was so cool, or whatever. And she was everyone's favorite counselor after me.
You're not everyone's favorite counselor, Chad. You're just the older counselor that sells the kids cigarettes.
Are you kidding? The campers love when you teach them cool shit. Any kid that learns archery from me learns to shoot the arrow straight through the target. Not at, through. It always comes out the other side, all the way through. What are you talking about, Chad? When that homesick girl complained to you, you told her to go get some ice cream and shut up about it, and then you shoved her into the lake. You're like a nightmare counselor.
Yeah, counselor, more like chancellor. Triumph of the will you shut up?
Good one, dude. Good.
Hey, Sam, please don't encourage him. We're trying to make him more normal.
I thought to dabble in documentaries to be more accessible.
Accessible?
Chad, the only thing that you are is the counselor with the biggest mouth. And I want to get that mouth.
Never mind. You really got me there.
I didn't. It doesn't matter.
They made it to the flag, but there was no sign of the riddle. That's when lightning struck the flag. Before the sound of thunder, they heard the unmistakable sound of an arrow hitting a body. Chad fell to the ground with a thud.
Oh my gosh!
Straight through.
Well, I mean, not straight through. The arrow's still stuck in you, Chad.
Yeah, but it's coming out the other side.
That's an arrow.
Oh, I think he was quoting Bon Jovi.
Chad, were you quoting Bon Jovi? Chad!
We'll never know. We'll have to extrapolate the next time that video comes on MTV. I'm so glad they play so much music.
An envelope with a riddle was attached to the arrow that killed him. I don't understand what's happening. We're doing the riddles. Why are we still getting killed off?
Look.
I know Chad's the worst, but what?
Look, we need to really focus up and we need to look out for each other because the next person who dies could be someone that we all like.
Are you implying that none of us liked Bridget or Chad? Like, are you the one who's saying that out loud?
I mean, look, I'll say this. I didn't like Chad, and I didn't like that Bridget liked Chad. I didn't dislike Bridget, but I definitely dislike what her parents did to this town. I mean, they basically have been siphoning money from this town and this camp and, you know, using it to line their own pockets.
Brendan, you did it. You used siphon correctly.
I did?
Yeah.
Dang, I can't wait till we get back to the mainland so I can siphon myself a beer.
Mainland? Oh, never mind. You're regressing.
What does the riddle say? Timmy, do you want to read it? My hands are shaking. I can't.
Yeah, sorry, I just...
I'm sorry I'm shaking your hands, Michelle.
I thought we were
meeting for the first time. I don't know. You put your hand out, and then I just took it. I don't know. It's obviously, we know each other. There's no reason to shake your hand.
No, we're all responding to this trauma in our own way. At least we know one of us didn't shoot the arrow. You can't shoot an arrow from that close, right?
That's true. Good thinking, Michelle. And this is definitely blood.
Dude, you've got to stop, blood. Bro. This
but
is
isn't that,
a lot.
Couldn't that be part of it?
No.
Brendan, let go and let God. Please.
Okay. I swear I'm so close to cracking this, and I just feel like if I just try a little more, because it's all different.
Yeah,
you're crushed down and you're not stopping.
We'll assume it's blood. Okay.
Dude, bro, you got to stop. Here you go.
Here we go. Let me just wipe this Crystal Pepsi off my glasses. I wave all day but never tire. At the end of the day, I retire. What am I? Brendan, I think I know.
What is it, Timmy?
What is it that we fly up a pole every morning and then take down from that pole every night?
Bread?
Okay.
How do you make bread?
Okay, keep workshopping.
Keep workshopping. Workshop. Woodworking. Building a bench. Benches are what you would sit on. The cafeteria. We gotta get to the cafeteria.
You're right, it's a flag.
Wow, good thinking, Timmy. Thank God you're here. Well, we gotta go to the hill where the flagpole and the bugle stand are, where they play the horn every morning to wake us up. Let's... Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. Let's, canoe over there.
Well, hold on now. There's also bugles in the cafeteria, which is what I said.
I really think it's flag. Yeah, dude, I think it might be the flag. I have a bad feeling about this.
Oh, so you have a bad feeling about flag. What's your feeling about cafeteria?
No, I don't think it's the cafeteria, bro.
Okay, but if we get to the flag and the next riddle leads us to the cafeteria, I want an apology from everyone here.
Yes, sir.
Shouldn't we do something? We can't just leave Chad's body here. Shouldn't we, do something? I don't know, pull his pants down, take a picture, send it to his mom?
They all sort of just, kick his body a little bit. I'd say we just keep on trekking through. I don't want anyone we like to get hurt.
Yeah, don't forget, if we take a picture with our Kodak 24 instant camera, we'd have to take it into a Walgreens, have it developed. Of course, the person developing would see the photos, and they would probably flag us for the content, and we'd never get it back, and we'd probably get a visit from the cops. Well, nobody wants that.
Wait a second. There's one thing that I've always wondered about Chad. I go into Chad's pocket. I kind of pat him down, pull out his wallet, open his wallet, and take out his license, his ID. Just as I suspected. Black hair. It's a total dye job. I knew that these frosted tips were too good to be true.
Bro, just leave him some dignity in death. No one has natural frosted tips.
Oh, and a Magnum condom fell out.
No, that fell out of my wallet.
No, it clearly says Chad on it.
Oh, yeah.
Why is he labeling his condoms?
Also, his middle name is also Chad.
Chad.
His name's Chad.
Well, his last name is famously Chad.
Yeah, Chad, famously Chad.
And I know his dad served in Baghdad. He's Chad, his dad in Baghdad. What else?
Is Debbie doing this to us? You guys, this sucks. No one else is a shithead. I'm going to kill her if I see her. I swear to God.
Wait, we saw Debbie earlier today, didn't we? And what did she have? A hammer. And what do you shoot arrows with? A hammer. It must be Debbie.
Let's all get in the canoe. The four of them canoe their way back in the rain, their hands shaking. They're whipping their heads around.
Sorry. I know I've met all of you. I don't know why I keep doing this. I think I'm reacting. I think I'm having a nervous reaction. And everyone just keeps putting their hand out. So I apologize.
They're whipping their heads around, trying to find any sign of a person who shot the arrow. When the canoes hit the sand, the four of them hear a hopeful sound. Carl's bus was back and had started. But it was leaving camp.
No! Carl! Over here!
Carl, over here! Carl! Sam runs ahead and starts banging on the side of the bus. Carl pulls over and opens the door while he shouts at them.
What the hell are you all doing out in the rain like this?
Michelle explained what happened, and Carl agreed to take them back to town right away.
Kids, do you think David Daffodil would want to come back with us? I dropped him off a couple of hours ago, that's why I'm back. You see, when I...
Ah!
What the heck was that?
My ears are ringing.
Oh, no, poor Carl. He was so old and so tired, but this is still so sad.
And his blood, it tastes different.
Mischievous mesothelioma. I think David's the killer.
It's gotta be David. David was on the bus, and something made the bus explode.
Right, and Deb, I just knew Debbie wouldn't do this to us. She's so nice. Okay, everybody, keep an eye out for David. Let's just try to finish the riddles to try to save ourselves. Let's go up the hill.
Okay, and I hope we run into at least one more character, because again, if anyone else at this point dies, it's someone we like.
Yeah, kind of brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brendan.
What's up, buddy?
I know now's not the opportune time, but... Mm. Just so you know, if we do go back in the lake and we get...
Sam is grabbing Brendan's arms and trying to hold them by his side so he stops eating the blood.
And we do get back in the canoes, you should maybe, you know, kind of sit next to Michelle and say, hey, do you mind if we canoodle together? I think she'd really like that.
Buddy, where were you like 10 minutes ago?
Next to you saying this exact same thing.
Oh. I thought it was the ghost from the lake, honestly.
You said there were no ghosts, just a crazed killer.
No, buddy, I promise. It was just the killer, and it was suicide by cop. He got mowed down in a hail of gunfire. He wanted to go out like that.
Okay, I trust you.
They make their way up the muddy hill. Truth be told, Brendan or Timmy had never been up there. It's a shame because you can see the whole camp. Even in the rain, with a murder on the loose, it looked magical. The old record player from Debbie's cabin echoed across the camp. Okay, let's find the riddle quick. I have a bad feeling about this, and I'm worried about Debbie now. Timmy, since we're buddies, let's stick on this side by the flag. And you two, Michelle and Brendan, you go on the other side of the hill.
Got it.
It's a bummer that you're not going to be at Riddle University with me next year. I would have loved to party with you and hang out and have a familiar face around.
Well, I'll still be on the campus almost all the time. I just won't be attending classes.
Sad. Have you thought about...
Yeah, I am pretty sad about it, but it should be still a pretty fun time.
Have you thought about what you're going to do in the fall, next year, the rest of your life?
Well, I mean, I do have a couple of leads on maybe some work that I could do.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What are they?
Well, I was thinking of heading down to the lumber yard and seeing if they needed another hand.
The lumber yard or the strip club lumber yard?
They're all on the same block. It's the same strip mall, so... I'll probably just hit up every... There's a Quiznos in there as well. I'll hit up every business and just kind of drop off a resume.
Cool.
What do you think you're going to be studying next year?
Nuclear fusion biology computer? It's stupid.
Sounds stupid.
Or what I actually want to do, which is study theater. My passion.
Yeah, well, why don't you just study theater? Is it your folks making you go into the sciences?
Yeah, they think my theater passion is just for summer camp, and I should be serious in my real life.
You know, my mom tells me that being serious, you have your whole rest of your life to be serious, but while we're young, this is the time to be silly. Then again, my mom made some pretty poor decisions when she was young, and kind of led us to not having a really great upbringing.
Well, I mean, the sentiment... Still
she
stands,
had me when she was
right?
15, and it was like super hard for
sorry,
her.
I was trying to, okay.
Sounds
so hard.
Yeah. No, it's fun, it's fine, it's just, we're basically the same age, it's like, she's kind of like a peer of mine, basically.
Whoa, your hair is so gelled.
I told you, stop touching it.
Sorry.
It's just like... When someone tells you not to touch their hair and they tell you how much work it is, like, how would you feel if I put my hand in your hair and kind of like frizzed up your curly hair? Wow, it's so buoyant. It's so bouncy.
Yeah.
Do you use anything?
I use everything.
Wow, I'd love to get a look in your bathroom.
Can I sign your cast? Sorry, I know this is probably not the time, but...
No, it's not. Blech. It's raining. It's raining. It's the cast is basically ruined at this point. But yeah, I mean, I have a Sharpie if you'd want to give it a signature.
Oh, you know, I'll sign it like this. And Michelle puts on lipstick and then leans down.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, sorry.
That's going to rot. That'll stink. Just use the Sharpie.
Then how about the two lean in for a kiss. Just as they're about to share their first kiss, they can hear Timmy scream. They run up to the other side of the hill. Brendan grabs on to a screaming Timmy.
Timmy! Timmy, what's going on? What's going on, Timmy?
The Camp Solve Away flag had been replaced by Sam. Sam was strung up dead. The rope hanging him was tied in a perfect nautical knot.
Timmy! Timmy! See, it's all better now. Your big kissing brother's here.
Thank you, BKB.
Sam!
I love my BKB.
Sam! Oh my god, is he dead? What happened, Timmy? What happened? Did you see anything?
Timmy, please. Did you see anything?
We were making a plan to stick together, and he was telling me about lightning bugs, and I told him that in some parts of the country they're known as fireflies, and I went on such a monologue that I didn't stop talking for 3 minutes, and when I finally called his name, he was up here.
Oh my god. Who tied that knot? Did he tie it? Sam taught that knot. Oh my god.
Knowledge is a curse. If I just said, uh-huh, or cool, he'd still be alive.
Don't blame yourself, Timmy.
Cool. Timmy, it's okay. It's okay. Look, we still haven't found another riddle yet, so we should just search around. And do we notice any riddles on Sam or anything?
No.
Okay. We should just search around, okay? Because the only way through this is to continue playing this sick, twisted game.
Can we do something for my buddy? Can we all salute Sam?
That seems in poor taste, but okay. Brr, 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 brr. I don't know why I'm making a horn sound with my mouth. You know what? No, I'm not looking for riddles. I'm done. This is done. We're breaking into Debbie's cabin where the camp phone is, and we're calling for help. Come on.
The camp phone. Why didn't we think of that?
Is it still on your fingers? Is that Chad's blood still?
Yeah, I brought a cup. I brought a little Dixie cup.
The three of them half run, half fall down the mountain. When they get to Debbie's cabin, Michelle takes the sweatshirt from around her waist, wrapped it around her arm, and punched through the camp director's window. After the three of them climbed through the window, they were greeted by a horrible scene inside. Debbie had been killed by her hammer and lay dead on the floor. Brendan, try to call for help. Quickly, go to the phone. Oh my god, Debbie!
Phone! Help!
No, go to the... Oh god. I don't feel a pulse. Tastes like blood.
So the killer was the hammer the whole time.
Are you calling? Are you trying?
Wait. What do you have to dial to dial out?
Nothing!
Nothing? So just don't dial?
No,
Someone else do it! Timmy!
Huh?
I throw Timmy the phone.
Ow!
It's corded, so I try to throw it, and it just launches back and hits and bangs into my cast. Oh, my exploded bones!
There was no dial tone on the phone. The line had been cut. Michelle points to a riddle that's crumpled up in Debbie's left hand. How did they know we were gonna... Oh, my God.
Don't worry, Michelle. And don't worry, Timmy. I'm gonna get all of us out of this. Timmy... Read the riddle.
Okay. Without people, I'm rather plain. I come
bagel.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Is it bagel?
Who are we asking?
Let's wait and see. Bagel?
No, nothing's
happening. Let me keep reading. I come alive when you sing a refrain. In me, you can be who you want to be. British or angry or filled with glee. Huh. Is it a microphone?
Yeah, microphone. That makes people British, right? Wait a second. Maybe it's acting. Maybe it's the drama cabin.
Oh, yeah. Could be.
And no, I'm not talking about whatever cabin Debbie was staying in. That's in poor taste. That's in poor taste.
Yeah, she was the camp director. She was really good to us.
Yeah, she did.
I tasted her blood. I was following your lead. I don't know why I did that.
What it tastes like? Wait, no. I don't need to ask.
No. Brendan.
And how did you also find Bugles? They're on your fingers like little fingernails.
Bugles and blood. Think I found a new treat. So far, everyone's blood has tasted a little different, which means the first blood wasn't Debbie's blood. Or I don't... I'm not able to tell the difference.
Hey, Brendan.
Between the blood.
If the pattern that's happened so far is any indication, something bad's probably about to happen to me. I mean, Bridget died in the arts and crafts cabin where she loved to be.
Yeah.
Chad died with an arrow, which is what he loved.
Yeah.
Sam was the sailing instructor and he knew how to tie knots and he got to... And now we're going to the theater building, so if anything ever happened to me, just know that I love you.
Wait a second. What if we go to... Wait, what'd you say? Because here's what I was thinking. What if we just go to a place where none of us have, like, a connection? Like not a baseball diamond, obviously, or... What did you say?
I don't want you to get killed, and maybe the baseball diamonds after that, but whatever happens to me next, I just want you to know that I love you.
I'm sorry. Are you doing the trick that I would do? Are you saying elephant glue?
No. A trick you're that you would do?
I'm
sorry.
Don't worry
about
me saying
that.
Forget
I said anything.
No, wait. Michelle, I got something to tell you as well.
Timmy, you're standing so close to us.
Timmy, back. Just two steps back.
Sorry, just never been a part of love, and I wanted to experience it firsthand.
Michelle, when my arm got exploded by that baseball, my first thought... wasn't that my baseball career was over. It wasn't even, oh crap, I'm not going to get to go to college. My first thought was, I'm not going to be able to spend the next 4 years with Michelle.
Oh,
and my second thought was, oh fuck, ow, 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 fuck, all my bones just blew up. And my third thought was also that, and then fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, it was that for like until I got to the hospital. But
Michelle
then,
kisses Brendan.
Sorry, I have so much blood in my mouth.
Yeah,
it's not my blood.
Waited. It's horrible. This is horrible.
I just didn't. I've been saving a little of everyone's blood in my cheek, like
a
squirrel.
I'm glad that I got to kiss my forever camp crush, even if I'm about to die. I got to do the one thing I always wanted to do. So.
And I'm glad that you got to do it as well, because now if you die, I mean, I already got kind of what I needed. So.
Wait.
What?
That's it.
Huh?
Hold on,
Timmy. What?
Two young lovers, theater building. Michelle, have you ever read or portrayed Juliet in Romeo and Juliet?
Almost always. Why?
Okay, here's the plan. Play dead.
You have to speak up.
Apothecary.
Speak up. You're whispering into our tummies.
You're whispering into
We're
our tummies,
here.
Timmy.
Is that so wrong?
The theater building was the biggest at camp. The walk up to the theater felt slow. The doors felt particularly heavy when they opened them, and it was cold inside. Michelle had been in there earlier that day, starting to build the sets for the production of the musical Damn Yankees the campers were going to be putting on at the end of summer. Baskets of baseballs were lining the walls backstage, taunting Brendan. Well, I probably won't even get to direct this musical this year because camp's probably going to shut down because we're all going to be dead.
No, Michelle, you'll still get to play. And hey, Brendan would make a great Derek Jeter if you want a modern-day Yankee in the play.
That's cute to me.
Who, me? Wait a second. I mean, hey, Michelle, why not? Like, I can't be a real baseball player anymore. I, like, grab a baseball and, like, throw it up and down a couple of times. But heck, I could be a play baseball player.
Actor.
Well...
Oh, yeah, actor.
Technically, the musical is only for campers. Counselor's never been in one, but that's a sweet idea. Let's keep going.
Hey, Michelle, given the circumstances, it seems like we could probably bend the rules because we lost a few folks today.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
He really needs this.
I pick up a baseball and kind of look at it longingly and then kind of look at Michelle and Timmy. They're busy looking at other things, and I kind of slip it into my pocket just as a little, like, memento.
There was a single spotlight hitting the stage with a bloody envelope on it. Michelle walked to the center of the stage and leaned down to pick up the envelope. He looked back at Brendan and gave a weak smile. A terrible creaking sound came from above, and the light fell from the rafters right onto Michelle's head. She turned and looked at Brendan and Timmy, said something unintelligible before she fell to the floor.
Michelle!
Oh no!
Oh my God! Wow, I mean, guess I could have done the gentlemanly thing and walked over there and picked up that envelope. Gee, really did not think about that until just now. Timmy?
Yeah?
We are so fucked.
Wait, hold on, let me dig in my bag. Aha! Whoever's out there, I have a knife and I know how to use it. There's a lady I know. If I didn't know her, she be the lady. I didn't know. And my lady, she went downtown. She bought some broccoli.
Timmy.
She brought it home.
Timmy.
She chopping broccoli.
No, Timmy.
I
kind of let Timmy, like, trail off and chop his broccoli, and I go over to Michelle, and I, like, I kind of, like, pick her up gingerly. She's gone, Timmy. That light hitting her in the head, I think, is maybe what finally did her in.
I was going to have her drink some fake poison and act dead, and then you also pretend kill yourself, but unlike Romeo and Juliet, you both live, but this is
spoiler
just like
alert
Romeo and
for
Juliet.
People who haven't seen it.
I mean, it's been hundreds of years.
Timmy, it looks like Michelle's never going to get the chance to read this, so here you go, buddy. Give it a read.
The house lights came up, and David Daffodil sat in the middle of the seat, staring up at them.
Oh, thank God! David!
No, Brendan, no.
What, no?
It's Daffy David.
Oh, David Daffodil. So it was you. Was it?
Was it you?
Was it you?
Can we get a verbal confirmation?
A verbal confirmation that it was you?
Is this what I sounded like when I was explaining Romeo and Juliet?
Honestly, when you talk, this is what I hear for a lot of the time,
wow.
Buddy. But David, just a simple yes or no, buddy. Did you do this? Did you set this all up? Because we're scared right now.
Is he doing an impression of the teacher from Charlie Brown?
I think it might be the Peanuts. I think he might be doing a Peanuts impression.
What did I say?
Oh, Charlie Brown is from Peanuts.
Yeah. You always think Kermit the Frog is a peanut, and I have to tell you time and again, Kermit is a Muppet. Charlie Brown is a peanut.
Well, if Fozzie Bear is a peanut, then
no,
Kermit the Frog
a
is a peanut. Wait, he's a Muppet and a peanut? Hold
please,
on, David.
David, please.
Can you give us a second?
No.
I was going to say, because if one company owns both of those properties, I mean, woof, think of the imagine the possibilities.
Wow, I can't. I can't even fathom.
A Peanuts Muppets crossover. Now, that could be something. Wait a second. It looks like David's got something in his mouth. David, are you eating a sandwich right now?
David wasn't verbally responding because his mouth was taped shut and his arms were tied up. The boys heard a slow clap from the back of the theater. Cindy Magnuson, the infamously homesick camper, walked out of the shadows holding a gun, pointing it at them.
Is that Sharon Ingles from the radio ad?
What is her name? She goes to camp here.
Johnny Waves? No.
No, it's something
Susie
like
Slice?
That. Got it.
Susie Slice? What was that?
Cynthia.
Cynthia?
Cindy Magnuson.
Cindy. Okay.
You know, I don't like camp. Do you know what it's like to write your parents 3 times a day just to have them ignore you? Do you know what it's like to have parents that hate you so much that they send you away for an entire summer by yourself? Oh, and did I mention it's just me? I have 3 siblings who don't go to camp. They get to be with my parents, and they go to Disney World 2 times every summer without me. 2! In 1 summer! My parents didn't even wave goodbye when I walked out this morning saying I was so excited for summer camp. So, of course, they weren't going to notice that I went to camp a day early. I snuck onto the bus while Carl was asleep, and I hid in the back. My knife slid forward when I was on the back of the bus and when we were going over those rolling hills. I thought you might catch me then, but you didn't. You didn't even look into it. So I had to get creative with how I killed everyone when I got here because my plan was just to stab everyone. You see, I had been planning this for a year, every detail. And then when I got here, I realized, wait, what if I just did the same thing Jonathan the Ghost did? And if the camp director and counselors got killed in such horrific ways, by former star camper Brendan Carter, no less, the camp will have to shut down for good. It's already summer, so every other camp is filled. My parents would have no other choice but to let me stay with them for the summer.
Honey, you're in the back of the theater and you're not projecting. You need to come closer to us.
Also, I would have greatly appreciated your applause right after the broccoli song, not 3 minutes later.
It was literally derivative, Timmy.
Cold-blooded, Timmy. I'm sorry.
What?
But she's right.
This is why I don't have friends.
No, it's because you don't try hard enough.
Oh.
Wait, no, wait.
You said I tried too hard.
Yeah, okay, I don't know why you don't have friends, but I will get there, so don't let it fuck you up right now, bud, but yeah but we'll figure it out, because there's something. Obviously something has to change.
She's taking a deep breath. I think she has something else to say.
Despite my perfect plan, there turned out to be a ton of surprises. I ran into David on my way to kill Debbie. He didn't see me, so I was able to knock him out with a stick. And wouldn't you know it, he brought a gun to camp. He brought a gun to the camp he doesn't work at anymore. Seems like great minds think alike, right, David? Did you come here to kill your ex-wife and all the senior counselors, David?
Ooh.
Did you come here to kill your wife because she got the camp that you spent half your life running? David, that's embarrassing. You're a coward.
Spina bifida. This got intense.
Yeah, David, I mean, her motives were pure, but you, bro, that sucks.
David,
bro.
I beat you to it, pal. I threatened David with his own gun, and he ended up being such a valuable help to me. He helped pull Sam up on the pole. He made sure the lights went off in the buildings when I needed them to. You get the point. Blah, blah, blah. So on and so on.
David, you did that? Come on, man.
It's a living.
Thank you, David.
Oh!
Oops! Didn't need David anymore.
Right in the dick.
Yeah.
Still alive.
It's a living.
Still alive.
Wow. You shot him in the dick and he is still alive.
Oops! Shot him again. Now, you can solve this last riddle, but I'm getting hungry and I'm ready for this to be over. Also, Timmy, you're the last on my list.
That was like a no-look shot, too. That was insane.
I was going to kill you in the camp library, but I called the authorities right before you got to Debbie's phone line, and they should be here soon. I'll let everyone know that I was just so excited to get back to camp. I snuck here a day early, witnessed Brendan absolutely crazed after losing his baseball scholarship because his arm exploded, kill all the people at the place he used to love, even his own brother. So rich! Anyways, shall we?
You think the police are going to believe that a guy with an exploded hand could shoot a bow and arrow?
Yep.
You're right.
Just then, Michelle moans.
Whoa, what happened? Did I hit my head?
Brendan, a new character, Michelle Moans.
Wait, Michelle, the only person whose blood I didn't try to eat, because there was no blood. Michelle!
Where am I? What's happening?
Oh, God. Okay. So, do you remember Cindy, the one who was, always super homesick?
Mm-hmm. Magnuson?
Yeah, Magnuson. Cindy Magnuson. So the whole thing with Cindy Magnuson, I think, I'll be honest, I zoned out for a second. Just a second, because I was thinking about baseball. Which actually works if you don't want to get, scared, or if you're trying not to bust up laughing. If someone is saying something super funny, which you also say. Oh, but you're alive.
Brendan. Hey, Brendan.
Yeah?
What is a crow and a raven and an ostrich?
Oh, buddy, I can't do any more of these.
Come on. What has avian bones?
A bird?
Yeah. And who was the tallest pitcher in all of Major League Baseball at 6'11"?
Buddy.
Randy Johnson. And what does Randy Johnson do to birds?
Oh, well, yeah, famously he throws a baseball at them and explodes them. Yeah.
Well, doesn't...
Hey, buddy, stop bringing up my exploded arm, okay?
No, doesn't...
No,
Cindy
No, you need to stop.
What would the British call Cindy? The British would call her a...
I feel like you're not helping here.
Throw the ball at her.
Hey, Cindy, there's one thing that you didn't count on. You said that you were going to kill my brother in the library. Well, every room my brother's in is a library because his brain is so big. I tossed the baseball. I tossed the baseball to Timmy. Timmy, now!
I never learned how to throw.
Well, no, but...
Wait, I've read about it, though.
I said your brain was big, so, wouldn't you, in my mind, I envisioned you, looking around the room and, doing the angles and stuff and, maybe throwing, a bank shot.
Okay. Arm back, knee up to my chin.
Oh, no. This ain't good.
Check the bases, no runners, twist my heel in the mound.
He's like pretzel.
Forward momentum, velocity calculating, release!
Baseball hit Cindy right in the eye.
You killed her!
Ah!
Oh, no.
She just got shot in the dick.
Michelle, quick, let's go! I grab Michelle on my shoulder, and Timmy and Michelle and I all try to run out of here.
They run out of the building, and they can hear Cindy start to come after them, recovering from a baseball to the face. Brendan knew this camp like the back of his hand. He was taking every shortcut he could to find the nurse's cabin. If they can stop the bleeding, maybe they can save Michelle.
Don't worry, Timmy. I know this camp like the back of my hand. Unluckily for me, it was the hand that exploded.
Oh,
so we might be taking a roundabout way.
You lead the way.
First, the cafeteria.
Okay.
We gotta get more bugles.
Oh, come on. Ooh, cheddar.
Yeah, cheddar. How you doing, Michelle? Still hanging in there?
Wait, let me use this creme brulee gun to cauterize her wounds.
Perfect. Okay, now over the lazy river.
Whee.
Get a job, you damn river.
Are you two canoodling?
Timmy, nice. Now we cut through the junior campers' bunks. Through the woodcutting arena. I never knew what this thing was.
Woodcutting arena?
Yeah, I don't know. Like a shop? It's like an old coliseum. Why would we have this at a summer camp?
Weird.
Now, back past the tree. Remember? From your first year at camp, you carved your initials into it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, it's dead. Huh. Guess you're not supposed to do that. It's trees.
TC and BKB forever. That stands for Timmy Carter and Big Kissin' Brother.
And finally, the nurse's station. See? I knew I could get you here fast, Michelle.
Michelle?
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 Oh, she's dead. No, she's alive!
They make their way into the cabin and shut the door. Timmy's time reading his mother's textbooks paid off as he's running around grabbing all the supplies he needs to save her. Brendan busies himself by shutting all the curtains and trying to find a way to block the doors.
Oh, where am I? What?
Don't worry, Michelle. You're in the nurse's cabin, and my little brother Timmy, the smartest person I know, is going to save your life.
Ah! Aw, you gave me a black eye, and you're not even the baseball brother. Good for you. We're running out of time, so it's time to kiss. Right as Cindy was about to pull the trigger, killing Timmy, she got hit in the back of the head by a stick. The silhouette of a woman wearing a raincoat and scrubs stood in the doorway. She stepped into the light and the boys saw their mother, Denise, standing in the doorway, shocked. What the hell was that kid doing?
Mom, you forgot the stamps.
No, that's why I'm here. You forgot your stamps.
Oh.
When I got home and you had just left, I couldn't stand not being able to say goodbye. I was homesick for you guys. Wow, great job patching up her head, Timmy. She's gonna be okay, buddy.
I used a creme brulee gun.
Weird choice.
Mom, it is so good to see you. And since we're only 15 years apart in age, it's basically like I'm meeting a peer right now.
Well, still significant.
Oh, Mom,
uh-huh.
First things first. I take the gun from Cindy and I unload the rest of the bullets into her.
Fine.
We have to kill this murderer, Mom.
Honey.
I think the first six to the head did it.
Yeah, she's knocked out. She's not dead. She'll. There's going to be consequences. You don't have to kill her.
Six bullets to the head. I don't know.
Well, I'm a nurse. I would know.
I missed. Oh, I missed with every shot. That's what I get for trying to shoot her with my shattered arm. Mom, it is so good to see you. We have the craziest story to tell you.
There was a ghost in the lake, and his name was Jonathan, and I performed chopping broccoli almost perfectly, and I got applause, I got a standing ovation, and that's about it.
Hey, Mom, that's not all that's it. Something else happened. Timmy made a friend at camp.
What?
His big brother.
Aww.
Because Timmy, I no longer just see you as my little, smart, annoying brother. I see you as a friend.
Well, in the immortal words of Randy Newman, I love L.A.
Several hours later, the boys sat in the emergency room with their mother, waiting for updates on Michelle. Timmy was asleep on her lap, and she handed Brendan a Crystal Pepsi out of her bag. I'm sorry that this happened to you, Brendan. I know how much camp means to you, and with everything that happened this year, I'm just sorry.
I mean, it's okay, Mom. I knew honestly that my life was over as soon as my baseball injury happened, so it might as well be the worst possible end for me. I don't think that there's ever going to be another ray of hope or anything good in my life, so it might as well all come crashing down like this.
I know, and I know you're feeling lost, but have you ever thought about running a summer camp? I know one that needs new management.
Running a summer camp? But I don't have the skill set for that. Wait! That's my exact skill set! Mom, do you think I could?
I think you could do anything you wanted.
Regrow my arm?
Well, not yet.
Not working. Not working.
You're going to wake up your brother.
Oh, I'm up.
Sorry.
Oh, don't worry, I'm up.
Sorry, Timmy.
Oh, hey, mm-hmm. Mom. Hey, friend. You know how the last couple summers before I started camp, I was working a bunch and saving and scrimping money?
Yeah.
I had a dream that I took that $3,700 and invested it in something called Apple.
No, honey. We're never going to invest our money in that.
Huh? Oh, it's just a dream.
Yeah, investing's for rich people. That's not something. Quit dreaming, Timmy.
She tosses his hair.
Mom, my hair!
The sun started to rise over the hospital as Brendan fell asleep
I'm
on his
floating.
Mother's shoulder. Not that sun.
Oh, I must have been dreaming.
The sun started to rise over the hospital as Brendan fell asleep on his mother's shoulder. We zoom out to the outside of the hospital where we see Chad walking up very slowly with an arrow through him, limping through the emergency room doors.
All right, everybody, give it up one more time for Cindy Magnuson doing her magnifying glass trick. Great job, Cindy. Great job. All's forgiven. Well, I don't have to tell you, campers, last year was a crazy year. But this year's talent show, Camp Solveaway Talent Show 99, has gone off without a hitch. But we have one more act. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, campers and counselors, welcome to the stage, the hero of Camp Solveaway, and my best friend, my little brother, Timmy. I mean, Dana Carvey?
Sorry, I was on the playground playing on the swing set.
Satan?
Making copies. Bye-bye. 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 Copies. Making copies. Opera man, oh, goodbye. Goodbye, opera man.
Timmy, you have 5 more minutes.
Standing ovation, constellation. Please, standing ovation, constellation. Oh, dedication.
All right, Timmy, I'm glad we did a dress rehearsal. Buddy, you are ready.
I think I'm just going to sing Chopping Broccoli again.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.